We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. We're hoping that you're having a good day. But if you're not having a good day, we just pray that you'll trust the Lord and listen closely, because I think some good things are going to come out that you will find a blessing in your life. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for your wonderful love, and we thank you for the way you take care of people in wonderful ways. We pray a blessing on those people. We pray for your touch on Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we come this night honoring your name above every name. I know myself, I feel like filthy rags before you. You're so wonderful, so special, and I'm not really worthy of anything that you have, but you make us worthy. Father, I just pray that you bless this night. Father, I know, I just realize it so much that people, we don't understand how fearfully and wonderfully we're made, and how our lives and our bodies are actually off of your own life. We take on your nature, even though we're going to get a glorified body. But even right now, we have a similar body. But the only thing is, we have a body that decays. We have a body that grows old. We got a body that repairs itself, rejuvenates itself, does all these wonderful blessings that you've moved upon to start from the very beginning. But Father, we still see continuous people that have great needs. They have great wants. They got great disturbances in their life, but they can't comprehend what's up or what's down. And they need your supernatural strength. They need your power. But Father God, I just tonight still feel like that we've been guilty. I have to even say this, Father God. But we come against the hand that feeds us. We come against the power that can help us. And it's so terrible when you think about people that have needs, and how if they come against the one that feeds them, how it puts them in a place of the bad spot. We understand. But Father God, in your spirit, what you laid on my heart this night so far, I feel like that's what we're doing. We're coming against the hand that can feed us. And we don't want that hand around us. We've got it all figured out exactly how everything is. And we want to keep everything proper. And we don't want anything to do with the blessed Holy Ghost. People want the Holy Spirit, but they want him to be in the back room. They don't want to hear what he has to say. And if someone of their servants have his gift in them, they surely don't want it. And they make great cries and great threatenings of, if that goes on, they're going to stop it in their place of worship. And Father God, we know this is your divine spirit. And your word says that these promises go as far as the Lord thy God shall call. And that's a long ways. That's as far as till you come. So it's really, it's up to date this hour to have the Spirit of God in our lives in a very powerful way, a very just way, in a very wonderful way, because we know the Spirit of truth is come to dwell within our hearts. And many don't want him. Many don't want to share what he has. And Father God, I feel so out of place, because that's what can help us. That's the only thing that can help me minister this night, is the Holy Ghost from heaven. Not by might, nor by power, but by his Spirit, saith the Lord. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. Father, we know that's true. But they discount those verses. Many people discount those verses as nothing. But they're really key scriptures. So we're destroying the link that can support us, can bring victory, bring promise, bring us in the place of wanting nothing in this world, having our supply, our life supplied by the living God, having your power, your anointing upon us with a structure from heaven that leads us, powers us, leads us in new truth and new ways as only you can. And Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this night. We pray this night that the hearts of your people would be open to hear what saith the Spirit of God. Father, I truly believe the Spirit of God is alive and very well. I believe the Spirit of God is the great spokesman of the hour. I believe the Holy Ghost is the one for this hour, getting lives and hearts straightened out that they might have victory to the way that they can have the promises in their hearts, that they know that their heart is ready if you should come through the clouds of glory this night. And Father, for those who question you, I believe there has to be a question about their life. And I pray for these who are in that questionable condition. Father, they've taken up a doctrine that's not really in the Word. And they've fallen, they bought it. They've swallowed hook, line, and sinker. And it's going to pull them down. We need to be free this night. We need to have that close encounter with the Holy Ghost. When Jesus was here, Father, as you showed me so many times, they was against him because he was there at that hour. When Jesus went away, and Jesus says, needful that I send the Comforter. And when he's come, now they do the same. They want Jesus, but they don't want the Holy Spirit. Man reverts back issues. And Father, I just pray for people. I pray that you'll take the blindness from their eyes and they will restore them, that they might receive the blessings from heaven. You might take the canker worms and the things that bring people down by the visitation of God's Holy Spirit this night in a powerful and direct way from heaven. We pray that you'll bless your hearts, your people. We pray that you'll anoint them. We pray that you'll structure them. We pray that you'll fulfill the desires of their heart. But Father, there's many, I know, that don't want what you have. They showed me face to face. There must be more of them than there is that do want you. So I'm just going to rest in peace if that's basically true when I'm speaking. And Father, just pray for your benediction and your blessing upon this word this day. I pray that you'll on anoint, you'll uplift, you'll counsel us by your Holy Ghost from heaven. And Father, we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus, that wonderful name. That name is so high, so clean, so holy, so pure, without any fault. A perfect sacrifice was made that we might receive redemption's plan from heaven. We might fulfill the lineage that you have given to your people. And we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for what you've done. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus and his name. God the Father and God the Son, in the name of Jesus, amen. I believe we're living in very serious times. Times that it's very close to the day that I believe the Lord's coming. The time when a lot of things can't be changed. When the day of upon the crossroads or not. Well, I'm going to put this out first because it says, for the promise is unto you, that's all, and to your children, and to all that is afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So I really don't know, and I can't believe that anybody that doesn't believe in the power of the Holy Ghost is really a straight path. I got troubles in my heart. Maybe they have. I don't want to be very dogmatic and count them off, but the way I read the Word, and I know there's power in the Spirit, and all the gifts comes through the Spirit. The Spirit of healing, Spirit of prophecy, Spirit of discernment, all the tools that we need for life itself come through the management of the Spirit of God. So if this is true, which I know it is, but I suspect a lot of people don't know, then there's some basic troubles in our power structure. It's like I would go out here and build up a cat, and I can build one up. I have built them up from the floor up. But if I thought I could go use the manual for the engine for a final drive, they wouldn't fit. It's the same machine. But we need to get where it's headed from. We need the right specifications to work. So if we discount God's power, we're cutting his arm off, or God can't touch us. This is real scary. That's why I prayed 7 years, because I seen that there was such a vast distance between what people thought in their heart. And people started having revivals But we really don't need revivals. What revivals is getting back closely to where we should be. We should be past that. We should be in a revival every day of our life. No kidding. We need to be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But what we do, I've seen how people do. Revivals, after about 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, people sort of get back on fire, then they quit. And that's just the way Israel did time and time again. You think about Israel. God would come down, and he'd help Israel. They'd get in bondage, they'd sell out and be worshiping the devil and all these terrible things. But we do the same thing. Out of abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I was talking to some people the other day. You know, Christians, some of them have got the worst slant on life I've ever seen. Shame. I know some Christians that believe if they take you, that's God wanting to bless them. That's not what the word says. I'm just being right off the shoulder tonight because I believe we really need to take courage and see God the way he sees us. When God, the Lord spoke to Adam and Eve, he says, "Where art thou?" Tonight, God's saying, "Where art thou, mankind? I've given you my best. I've given you my son. You put him on a cruel cross. And he paid in full that all men, all people could live, all nationalities, for whosoever would call upon the Lord thy God." And then when he gave his life upon the cross, before that time, he spoke out these words. He says, "It's needful. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send forth the Comforter. And he shall guide you. He shall direct you. He shall lead you. He shall speak through you and in you." And his word, he says it. Oh, glory to God. I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost here tonight in a very powerful way. I'm going to read what he says because I want no one to miss this. I want everyone to get it because, you know, you don't want to say, "Well, I just heard." But it goes on in the 14th chapter, St. John. Jesus is speaking this by the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that lifted up Jesus. Jesus, by the way, was empowered here upon earth by the Holy Spirit. He was all like we are. He had the same Spirit that we can have lifted up Jesus. And that's what made Jesus do what he did. He was God, but he denied that privilege. He became as man. With that, he had to trust in the same Spirit that we have to trust this day. And Jesus, when he went to the cross, he said these words. He says, "You need to tarry at Jerusalem and be endued with a power that's going to be beyond. You're going to need it. You're going to need it to survive. You're going to need it for an overwhelming power that can help you, that you might be a blessing in life, because what the church, your church is up against, you're up against the powers of darkness. And you cannot cope against the powers of darkness without the gift of the Holy Ghost. He is the one that helps you. He is the one that supports you. He is the one that lifts you up. And you need to call upon him, and he will show you great and mighty works." I'm going to read that. It says, "Verily, verily, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works shall I do, because I go to the Father." Greater works. Greater works. Jesus is saying this. Greater works, because I go to the Father. "And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. And whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments." Jesus had to insert that in there because we need to say and follow the Scripture. Well, Jesus right here is making it plain, as plain can be. The Spirit of God is going to be when he goes away, the Spirit of God is going to be the leader. And he says, "It won't be long that you're going to tarry in Jerusalem." And he says, "You shall be endued with supernatural power. And it will be a gift to you from heaven. And you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost and the utterance of speaking tongues. And this is a promise unto you, to as far off as the Lord thy God shall call." So that means the last day is still in vogue. God hasn't removed that promise. That promise is still in demand. That promise is greater needed now than it's ever been. That power is life itself. That power is from heaven. God can't make it any plainer. He's given His Son. He's given His Word. We're out here fighting about things. We're comparing. And we'll compare as long as we're in the natural man. The only thing that can line everything up perfect is the Spirit. That's why we need the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, because He's the manager. He makes sure that there's no schisms, no problems in the church. The Spirit of discernment is working in the church. The gifts of the church are working in the church. There's a gift of love. There's a gift of wisdom, knowledge. All these things are our physical helps, and we've discounted them and said, oh, that don't really make any difference, and that's why we're in big trouble. That's why churches can't pray for nobody. That's why everybody comes forward at one time and they pray for one another, because everyone's ashamed to take the responsibility, so they don't get really nothing done. The Spirit of God is alive and well, and if you get where you are with God, God can say, thus says the Spirit of God, and it shall come to pass. Ephesians, it says, He promises us the church must come and do these signs through it. This is the gift of the pastor, the prophets, the apostles, the teachers, the evangelists, the helps. And all this is the structure of the church, that you might be powerful. But I'm going to stop a minute and go on farther about the promise. And I shall pray the Father. This is Jesus speaking. I shall pray the Father, and He shall give you another. You know what another is? That's another. That's not the same. That's different. Another comforter. Oh, my goodness. You mean Jesus isn't all of it? No. Jesus is needful when He go away. He tells us that He may abide with you forever. It's not a short-term deal. It's forever. He shall abide with you forever. You out there today might think this is a sort of simple message, but it needs to be in your spirit. You need to be alive in the power. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, that's where our churches are. They can't receive it. Neither knoweth it, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That means He occupies. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. What says that in the Word, doesn't it? Sure does. This is what makes it connect. You don't come by just waving little things like this and waving your hands up there and doing a lot of shouting. It doesn't come that way. It comes by a initial power structure. God's anointing through His Spirit. God's not dumb. We're the ones a little left out in left field. We've done the Lord much damage. We complain. We don't get our prayers answered. Oh, we just pray for revival. I go to church and I'm amazed. Everybody says, please pray for revival. Please pray for revival. What we need to do is just get out there and start meeting business with God, and we'll have revival. Because God's Spirit don't need help. If you get God's Spirit in here, you're going to be revived. You're going to become a saint. You're going to walk in His victory. You're going to walk in His promises. You're not going to be denied. You know, know somebody, you're not going to have to call someone up. When you come for happy pray? No. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God doesn't need help. He goes to the anointing. God put this heavy in my heart tonight, and we're missing it. We're missing it. I've been in churches. They don't know how to pray. They don't pray. They washed up. It's sad. I called a lady just yesterday and told her about something. I said, I'm going to tell you a secret, because I thought, hopefully she keeps it. For 30 years ago, I prayed for a girl one morning. God spoke to me about 4:30 or 5 in the morning. He says, pray, because there's going to be a girl that's going to be killed unless you pray. And I told her, I said, 30 years ago, this happened, about this month. And I said, when I was going to work, I said, Lord, how soon? Lord says, pray, 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 pray. That means that girl's going to live or die. It's on my shoulders. But I knew that girl was going to live. I had This lady told me yesterday, I told her about, what did that make you, no, it didn't make me feel bad. I knew that God gave me the right stuff to make it happen. God didn't give me the corner. If something happened to her, then I wasn't where I should be. Let's put it right down where everything is. But I seen her, about that time the Spirit of God says, it's going to happen. This went on about 3.5 hours, about 8 o'clock in the morning. And I was going south on Highway 99. I seen this pickup come around the curve. About the time I got close to that pickup left the highway. About 50 miles an hour, really fast. Hit this fallen tree, head up. And that tree didn't move a bit. That Dodge pickup just flew apart. And I said, Lord, don't let it catch a fire. Please, don't let that person burn up. Lord, I claim that life. I stopped my truck. I got out. I ran over to that pickup. Now, God knew exactly where I was going to be, where that girl was going to be. He didn't let me know until after the accident who the girl was. Because he thought that I might have called her up and done something, but I didn't. And he didn't tell me who the girl was until the accident. And I went over and I told her name. I said, Lord really loves you. God had already told me how much he loved this girl. That seems to be like a fairy tale. A lot of your Christians nowadays, they say this is a big lie, but I'll guarantee you it's the truth. It's exactly like it happened. It's happened. And I feel that same impulse. The Holy Ghost is so real, so tangible, so loving. I wouldn't take nothing what he's done for me. The Holy Ghost is marvelous. If you don't have him, you're missing a great, great wealth. It's more than any tea in China and all the things that you might say, I need a good education. No. What you need is the power of God. I'm going to say some things pretty soon because God has put me in a place to say some of these things. So I went over and picked up that girl and I said, would you get in behind the cab of my truck, because she was in shock and her blood was coming out of her face, heavy. And about that time, here come the CHP, Division of Highways. And they started walking up there and I prayed for her. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I spoke her name. When I said, in the name of Jesus, I would look at her. That blood stopped. God is wonderful. And I told that highway patrolman, I said, will you take her home? She asked me if I would pray that her folks would not be upset. Why I'm saying this, you know, we have these tendencies of thinking the Bible is not sufficient. I'll tell you, there's only one book in this life that I've read. I don't read funny books. I don't read magazines. I don't read the newspaper. I don't read nothing. But I went through had a stroke a little over a month ago. So they wished that I'd be in therapy, so I'm in speech therapy because it's sort of by the state and all that. You do follow up on these things. So I asked my therapist this day again, I says, how does this man here sitting before you with a Bible background, how did I stack up with everybody else? He says, well, you haven't made no mistakes yet. So that is, God is my witness. The Holy Ghost is the answer. He knew more about caterpillars than caterpillar did. He knows everything. And you out there, you think you run your church without the Holy Ghost? Shame, 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 shame. That's a shame. That's a shame. Because you need the one that can help you. You've discarded him as an it. He's not it. He's God himself. He's part of the Godhead. And I'm tired of all people making fun of the Holy Ghost that I love. I don't have the strength that I once had, and I'm operating sort of a low key, and I'm not even sure that I do everything right. But God's overlooking it, because you know what I did? I banked a lot of hours. The Bible says, giving the strength of our youth, and I did. I laid up my whole guard in heaven. Thanks to David. That I can draw off of those this day and I'll still not be bankrupt. Because I've washed up. I've went down this road. I've taken my lumps. And I'm tired of people coming against saying ugly things about the Holy Ghost. So wonderful. He's the one that's loved me. Churches kicked me out. Didn't want me. I couldn't even tell the story because they'd have said it a big old lie. But I cut the place. I called this lady yesterday. I said, it's about time for me to come out of my closet. I don't want you to tell nobody, but I want you to know that Brother Freedom was not in there just as nothing. I said, everybody thinks that I'm just a wimp, and they think the Holy Ghost is a wimp. But I'll guarantee you, that girl 30 years ago is living today. And I haven't told you, I haven't bragged about it, but it's real. And that's not the only thing. There's many, many other things that happen. And we need that same ingredient in our churches now that we can have power, revival, and furnished with the power from heaven that will not fail, that we'll have the wisdom, we'll have the discernment, we'll have the power that's available for the hour, that we can live upright this last hour and not be walking in shame. And Revelation, says they'll be walking in shame, and they're going to be walking in shame because our clothing is faith. You know, for my rich in is faith. Therefore, being justified by faith. And that's what God says. You need to have faith, tremendous faith. God knows you're going to make mistakes. But he wants you to have faith, believing that you're a winner. Believing just in what he has for you. Believing in the Holy Ghost. He's not a whip. He's power. He's God himself. He's real. He is life itself. He is before all of us. He was in the foundation of the earth. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon the earth. The Spirit of God moved. He's not slack concerning his promises. The Spirit of God knows all, is omnipotent. He's available. He's part of the Godhead. But we do God the Father, great damage when we don't accept his representatives. We want to tell the Lord how he's going to do things. Now, in our little church, we don't want nobody. We don't want anybody to get up and feel offended. We don't want nothing to happen because we got a little beautiful little church here. And we want people to come in that they feel, I've heard these words. We don't want them to be upset. We don't want them to be out on Saturday night drunk or whatever. We want them to still feel okay. But that needs to be conviction. That's what we need. We need conviction. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And God's here to bless you. It's not me here tonight. Brother Freedom could not say this. But it's the Holy Ghost. I'm a different person. Because I'm nothing now. I'm that little man that Brother Clint seen about years ago when he had his vision. Little man in a brown suit. When I got to where I couldn't be seen, then I started, and it wasn't me no longer in that suit. It was Jesus. But I would like to say tonight, it's the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus filled me with the Holy Ghost. That I might see that adoption from heaven. That I might not be a wimp no longer. That I might be powerful. That when I pray for the sick, they shall recover. When I lay hands on the sick, they will recover. God's powerful. He shakes the heaven. And he wants to shake the churches. He wants to set us free. He wants to bring forth truth. In this last hour, Tony, he wants to bring revival to the hearts of those people so tremendously that they're cold, that they might be redeemed, they might be set free, that they might walk in holiness, delivered the lifestyles that has them plagued as a natural man. The Word of God says the natural man receives not the things, but the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. This Word of God is alive. This Word of God is powerful. God's here to bless us. He's here to help us. I pray that the people out in the audience can take it. Because if you can't, you got a problem. You may not want to accept it. It's something that most people won't accept. They're going to go on just like they've always gone on. They're going to believe that everything's okay, but they're going to find out very shortly that they're going to miss. When God comes through the clouds of glory, God's going to come back after redeemed for a holy people, a righteous people. And I really believe we all need the Holy Ghost. I believe it's hard to make it without it. That ingredient. It'd be just like me trying to build a caterpillar up, not having no engine in it. I remember that I heard a story on a Komatsu that came into Houston, Texas, there for affair. It was just, it looked like a great big giant. It was huge, but it had no engine in it. So we can just build, just like that, we can build ourselves up a monument, but no power. It just sits there. Up in Alaska, they do that in the, they used to buy cars up there. And they had no place to drive them, so they just parked those cars in their yard, and they'd sit out in their seats, they were sitting there in their seats in the car, and when it was nice weather, sit out there in the car, but the car didn't go to a place. That's what happened in the churches. They're not going anywhere. They're just sitting in their seats, or fading away. Their seats are getting rotten. Their seats are getting where there's no paint on the car, because it's sitting there rusty, not doing nothing. And that's where the churches are. We're not doing nothing. We just having a little sweetheart banquets all the time. We have get-togethers. We have pie socials and dinner clubs and all the things. And we send our old people go on excursion trips around on ocean liners. But we need Jesus. I got tears because I feel for people. If you could see what I've seen, where people are going to end up, you take time tonight and ask. There'll be a lot more tonight that you, this will be maybe the last time you want to tune in. But God's the answer. If you want to live eternally, you need to take heed what's said or not. I haven't even went all the way through it. But God's coming back very soon. And the answer's in the words that I've been speaking. They're life. They're strength. They're what you need. I could not do what I'm doing without it. There's a supernatural power that's in me. It's not for me. It's God. That's what the church, that's what we've left it. The churches have not got it. No, they haven't. I don't know anybody that has it. And I sit back all that time. These people come and laugh at me. But the Lord says there's going to be a day. It's going to be reversed. And I was sitting in a hospital bed about a month ago. And God gave me these words. Lo, I shall be with you always. What a promise. Your time is about to begin. You know, I've waited until this hour for these things to happen. And then the last word he says, just go for it. And he said it with enthusiasm. You go for it. And I've got enthusiasm. I'm going for it. If people don't like it, that they're going to have to just, what do they want to do? But I'm going to, as long as I got breath, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to enlarge the blessings of God. I want to open the windows of heaven to each one of you that you might receive a blessing, a manifold blessing. A good day. Maybe a lot of you out there haven't had a good day in your life, but you need one. You need to come to the Lord this night and receive abundant blessing. You got to receive a bountiful harvest. Your heart would be full of God's love. Your heart would be enthused from heaven. You would take in those words as life. The words that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Realizing the word of God is life. I thought about this morning when I was doing physical therapy. I'm about a workshop myself. And I was in physical therapy this morning, and I was just working. I was on a treadmill, then bicycle, lifting weights, all these things, and no breaks. And I was just quoting scriptures. I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My God shall supply all my needs according to riches are in glory. Now in him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all we can ask and think according to the power that works within us. I didn't hear, no one heard it outside, but in my heart, this was going on. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Let not my heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has given me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. These are the word of God that will fuel us, that will keep us in a place of vitality that we can go for. We can walk upright before God. We can walk in his blessings. That we will not cave in. People cave in to the structures because they have no power. Ephesians says, be ye strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put ye on the whole armor of God that ye might be able to withstand the wild devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers in high places. We have power that we can withstand the forces from that come against us with heavenly power. When the enemy comes in like a flood, we have a supernatural power within us that helps us, to strengthen us. God is real. My heart goes out tonight in a supernatural way. I don't know what your answer is, but I know what mine is. I'm going all the way with God. I have to go all the way with him every day. I've got the place like can't be very much anymore. a time real fast, but God's coming very soon. You know, it wasn't just an accident that this night's appear. This has been predicted. 30 years ago, God spoke this in one night. He come into my heart. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And I was facing death. And God says, I'll give you a new heart, new blood, new direction. And surely that's what happened. God called me. Out there, if you out there say, where'd my call? God called me June 6th, 1977. June the 6th, 10:35. So everybody, you got it. God's called me. He put his call in my heart. He says, in the day when you get old, I'm going to teach you with the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's nothing else than the anointing which you have received in you abideth in you. The anointing which you have received abideth in you. And you need not that any man teaches you, but as the same anointing teaches you is truth and is no lie, and he as he has taught you, ye shall abide in him. That's the word of God. That is the word. The anointing lives within us. We need not that man teaches. We need the power of God to come upon us. We need the glory of God. It disturbs me when everybody thinks they have an ear on God. God's God. God is real. And I support him. So God bless every one of you. I'm going to close it off. But God's here tonight to bless every one of you. He's here to help you, to strengthen you, love you. You know, you'll never find no one that loves you like Jesus. But God so loved the world. That's you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son. That's Jesus. That whosoever should believe in him, that's in Jesus, should not perish, but have everlasting life. It says, he that believeth on the Son shall have life. He that believeth not on the Son shall not have life, and the wrath of God shall be upon him. When we don't believe in God, we don't believe in the Holy Ghost, the wrath of God is going to be upon us. When you get the things that Jesus said, the wrath of God, the Father, is going to be take you up some of these days. He's going to deal with it. There's going to be a day very shortly he's going to deal with us. Lord, I love you. I love you out there tonight. Pray that God will bless you, restore you, uplift you. We didn't get very far, but God's the answer. The Spirit of God is afar off, and the Lord thy God shall call. Out there, you one that looks you're so strong in your own heart, God is the answer. Your methods are not the answer. God's method is the answer. You're trusting in self. Yourself will bring you down to defeat. But in God, you'll have victory. You work in your own heart, your own life. You structure your own sermons. You're not going to have victory. You're going to have problems. I guarantee you, you want to work and preach in the Word of God, move through the Spirit. But the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God's Word is alive, as true. And the Bible says, be alive unto God, dead to sin. That's Scripture. I pray that you're casting all your cares upon the Lord this night, for he cares for you. Call upon him while he's near. He's there to help you. He's here to uplift you. He's here to sustain you. He's here to bless you. He's here to love you. He's here to give you a new heart. A new direction, a new name, a new name. He's given you a new name, and no other one in heaven can have your name. God loves you. He's given you a name above all names. He's here with his hand stretched out this night that you can come unto him in a very powerful way, in a very just way. We thank you, and we pray for this night. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.